Thank you. I am honored on behalf of the entire NOAA team, especially our West Coast Fisheries and Waters team, to have a moment to speak to all of you today. I want to first of all echo the thank yous that you've heard from all of the preceding speakers. And I'm only going to echo them and ask that you understand that I feel them and I mean them as deeply and as sincerely as they have said them. So it's wonderful to follow an eloquent cabinet secretary and two governors because it makes my job quite simple. But I'd like to offer a little different reflection on this moment. It's one I can't help but bring to the table. Many of you may know I had the chance in a former life to fly in space. I grew up on the West Coast, and it was always a favorite thing to look down in particular on the Pacific Northwest in my home state of California as we went overhead. And if you've ever heard astronauts speak about that experience, they'll often say it was the moment that they realized there's sort of no such thing as countries. It's really one unified planet, and they saw a higher sense of things than you tend to have when you walk day to day on the streets of our Earth. But it is also true if you look straight down on a particular place that you can see many things that divide. You see rivers, and you know those often divide peoples into countries or into states. And you see many, many signs, actually, of the hand of man. You see structured irrigation patterns, you see highways, you see the gray splotch of cities. We are a powerful creature when we put our minds to something. We shape the surface of the planet in ways that are visible from outer space. And what struck me 2 years ago when I had the good honor and fortune to join Secretary Jewell at Chiloquin for the Upper Basin Settlement, and struck me again today, is the people that we're really here to celebrate with and to honor here. Because whether rancher or irrigator or farmer or water manager or tribal elder or tribal community member or offshore fisherman, this day marks a day when a group of people came together and focused their energies on a different purpose. And in the process of that, they're working to erase some of those lines, to find ways to work across those lines, to share a resource that doesn't know about those lines, that really is the unity and the integrity of our planet. I am awed by the work that you have done, by the science it has taken, by the courage it has taken, by the dedication and the willingness to build trust across communities, across economic interests, by the perseverance you showed with the setback of the Upper Basin agreements, to putting your eye back on the ball and your shoulder back on the wheel. Come around again and give us this day, which, as Governor Kate Brown said, marks an important point in Chapter 1 and a very important and promising start to Chapter 2 of a very new future for this basin. NOAA is pleased and proud to stand as part of the federal family helping in this effort. I am honored to be here to offer my thanks and appreciation and my great respect for all of the people of the Klamath Basin on behalf of the NOAA team. And now it's my privilege to introduce Buster Atterbury, the Karuk Tribal Chairman.